Plains Landscape.
Hey, is Mike in by chance?
No, he's not in the office right now. Did you want to leave a message?
Is he going to be getting in today, or is he just kind of in and out on the field?
Sort of.
I gotcha. You might be actually able to help me out. I'm trying to follow up here with some financing that the business did with General Electric. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager that is available I could speak to?
I could probably help you.
Who is that again? I'm sorry.
I could help you.
Okay.
I'm Michael's partner.
Gotcha. Yeah, my name is Tyler. I'm actually calling with Cardiff. We had extended a finance offer to the business there about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You had been recently pre-approved for some equipment, working capital. Looks for being like up to $250K. I just wanted to touch base there, see how business was going. If you had any plans there, we might be able to help you out with.
Well, actually, no. Right now, we're just trying to catch up. Mike just got ahead of having a heart surgery, so right now we're not really making a whole lot of decisions about anything, just trying to catch up on stuff. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
That'll definitely set some things back.
Yes.
Did recovery go well on that?
Definitely, yes.
Good.
He's doing really good. But right now, like I said, I'm just trying to keep up with the everyday stuff and so we can get to a point where we can get back to normal here.
Gotcha. Did you guys fall a little behind there while that was going on?
Yes.
Okay. As far as falling behind, was it just projects themselves?
A lot of paperwork and stuff like that, you know.
I gotcha. Yeah, you know, the offer was good for working capital as well, which is basically just unsecured cash. A lot of companies kind of use it as a bridge loan if they're going through a little slow period just to keep some capital going there for operations. So it might be something you might be interested in if it starts to really pick up there and you feel like your hands are full. Is this typically kind of the busy season for you, or does it kind of slow down for wintertime?
No, actually, we're still real busy right now.
Wow.
We definitely are, yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
This year's probably been the busiest since we started the business about 8 years ago. So
wow,
yeah.
Consider yourselves very lucky. A lot of businesses are not feeling that.
Well, we do a lot of 90% of our work is for the city agencies.
I see.
For the city of Sacramento, and we work with the three of the different school districts. So
really,
there's always something going on.
Of course.
Unified will call, doing some renovations on soccer fields and just different things that they need done.
Yeah, is it mostly commercial work that you guys do then?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and most of it is prevailing wage projects.
Okay.
So.
Is it all kind of word of mouth there, how you got the company out, or do you do any marketing?
Actually, we don't, because we do, like I said, most of it, 90% of it is for the city agencies, and the only real residential that we do or other work is by word of mouth, just referrals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, since we've been here, we've worked with the city for so many years, so we don't really have a need to advertise.
I gotcha.
It's going to be a waste.
If you can get to the point where that's a waste, that's a good thing.
Well, because they're public bids. So, you know, we belong to the Builders Exchange, and you see all the jobs that are bidding. So
mm-hmm.
then you just go purchase your plan, get your bid bonds, get all your ducks in order, and then you bid the job. So, and it's a public bid, so everybody knows, you know, who bid and who was the low bidder. So for those kind of jobs, you really don't need to advertise.
That's true. That's very true.
Yes.
Is it pretty competitive there on the bidding, or are you guys usually able to get what you want?
Actually, this year it's been really good. When the economy was really bad, there was they have pre-construction meetings that you go to, and there was sometimes as many as 25 generals at these meetings, whereas normally only maybe 8, 10, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty much the same companies, our competitors. So we get, they get some. So kind of all goes around.
I gotcha. As far as like the bidding works, though, if you don't mind like kind of describing that, is that like, do you have to put up like an X amount of capital there to lock that in? How does that work?
No. All you do is put up a bid bond. So it bonds the project for you.
I see.
So, yeah, because they won't accept your bids if you don't have a bid bond. It's got to go through a surety company and the whole nine yards. So.
Gotcha. And then as far as, you know, working mostly with commercial, are you guys ever put on like net 30, net 60 payout structures there? Is it pretty upfront?
Most of the time it's net 30 with the city agencies.
Okay.
If we very seldom ever bid as a subcontractor. We usually bid general contractor. And so we're pretty much guaranteed our money like within 30 days.
That's good. That's good. A lot of...
So then we have to pay our subs. So their money is stretched out a little bit longer. Not by much, but usually I pay them like 35 days, 40 days.
Okay.
Hardly ever goes beyond that.
Okay.
The agencies are pretty good. It's when you deal with some of these general contractors and... you're a sub bidder to them, and what they'll do is most of the time they'll get their first progress and they'll hang on to it, so they won't pay you till their second progress, which they carry you out sometimes 45 to 60 days, and we don't like to do that.
I don't think anyone would like to do that.
We don't. But a lot of the subs do. They have no choice. They're not able to get bid bonding, and so you know, they get stuck being a sub bidder. So
I see. I mean, if you guys ever
not to.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how often does that happen to you?
Very, very seldom.
I gotcha.
Seldom. It's got to be somebody that we know really, really well, and know how they what their payment terms are. So we try not to get ourselves in that kind of situation. We just aggressively after the jobs that we know they're, you know, the money's going to be there when we complete the projects or when we need our progress payments.
Yep. And how many people are you guys operating within the business right now?
Well, actually, we have a small crew, but they do enough work for a larger crew. They're all pretty much qualified, you know, at least 20 years of experience. So we specialize in building parks. So.
They're
pretty repetitive. They pretty much know what they need to do, and so they don't waste a whole lot of time. And we prefer to keep a smaller crew. You have more control. You can get more work done. And so,
No, definitely.
As the economy's been getting better, we've been doing better. But this year's really, really been a lot of work available for. Not just us, for a lot of the different companies in our profession. So.
Wow, are you guys having to like turn down like projects or opportunities just because of your size, or are you usually able to manage it?
No, because usually they'll tell when a job goes out to bid, they'll pretty much have the project duration. So you pretty much know that you have most of the time it's like 30 working days, and then you have maybe 30 days maintenance. So when you're completing one project, then the next project is ready to start. So you just kind of go one right after another, or you can have two going at the same time.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know, you guys sound like you're in a good spot right now. But you know, if you ever do run into maybe some cheap equipment you want to take advantage of, we can usually get you an approval in right around 24 hours and funded in 48. So we do move quickly. You know, if you have like a small window of opportunity, and same on the capital side too. If you run into some issues, or you know, you get pushed on like a net 60 or a net 90, you just need some capital to get you through that time. It's definitely something we can help you out with. Do you maybe have an email there? I could shoot you my information so you have it on file. Yeah, what's a good email there for you?
It is iLucas, LUCAS.
Okay.
The number 13.
Okay.
At att.net.
att.net. Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I will shoot that email over. It's just going to summarize the offer we did send out. It'll also have all my contact information. So if anything does come up, you can either just shoot me an email back, or you can give me a call there at my direct dial, and we can see what the business is working with.
Sure. Sounds really good.
Perfect. It was great talking to you. Hopefully we'll be in touch.
Yes, definitely. Well, you have a good day, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.